in our joy, our hopes, our healing, in awakening to revealing, in your call and our responding. Creator God, you are there. It's words and music of one of two hymns in Singing of Faith by Margaret Ritzer, a Roman Catholic. And there are six hymns there by blind Bernadette Farrell, who is also a Roman Catholic. 2 weeks ago, we saw a pastoral link through sharing prayer together by King Charles and Pope Leo in the Sistine Chapel after a break of 500 years. A sharing of quiet celebration, but overshadowed by more journalistic worldly news. What is important in our lives? A recent, perhaps unnecessary survey showed that people of faith have greater emotional resilience and contentment. That is us, for we have Christ at the centre of our lives, now and for eternity. The call of Jesus is as powerful and life-changing today as it was in the time of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in wealthy Jericho, and others would collect taxes and pay him for the privilege. He accumulated wealth at the expense of the community, but also by being a collaborator with the Roman occupying force. He became a most hated man. Even so, Zacchaeus made the effort to see Jesus. And we wonder why. Was there something within him that was lacking, that he needed something more in his life? And he climbed not a sycamore tree as we know it here, but a smaller, woody, mulberry, fig-like bush. Jesus saw him, knew his name, and invited himself to be a guest in his home. Zacchaeus became a changed man in that response to Jesus' grace and acceptance. He was like the lost sheep that had been found, and he repaid so generously to those he had defrauded. Jesus was traveling to Jerusalem, to the cross, but he used every opportunity to recognize and respond to need, to spread the love of the kingdom. May we see and act towards others as Jesus does. The words came to mind. He was despised, rejected, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, from Isaiah and Handel's Messiah. There is a rich man. He was a bank manager. He lived in a large house. He had a beautiful wife and a just as beautiful daughter. He was a happy man. But one day the police came to the bank and had to tell him that there'd been a terrible car accident, and both his wife and his daughter had been killed. the grief that man felt, he walked out of the bank, not to return, and he never went back to his house. Instead, he lived on the streets. And eventually, he came to the Whitechapel Mission, and he went there for 6 months, never said a word. But at the end of 6 months, he shared with the staff there. He found acceptance and the love of Jesus in the actions, response, and help of the staff. You, all of you, are part of that with your gifts of food and clothing at harvest. Thank you. We might look at people and make an impression, but we must remember that everyone has a story, so often hidden, but shaping their lives. Jesus is non-judgmental, and we are called to try to not be as well. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians was one of encouragement to keep the faith, whether the presence, the pressure was on them, to care for one another in the light of Christ, knowing that others were praying for them. That becomes our inheritance and privilege passed down through the centuries. It can be hard to cope with some of the events in our lives, but Jesus is our strength. What we say and do will affect others. I'm an adopted auntie. And last month, little Amelia was going to be 6 years old. She's the granddaughter of Bob and Sonia Headley that they'd invited me out to Ethiopia, and are living up in Salford. And Bob phoned up to say little Amelia was going to have a party at home with just a few friends from school. And he said, we're going to play some games, and we're going to play Pass the Parcel. Now, have all of you played Pass the Parcel? And I said to Bob, oh, it's no fun now. I said, children try to keep hold of the parcel because when the music stops, they unwrap one layer and they get a sweet. Is that what you are used to? The way we always played it, and whether it's North Country, I don't know, is that between each wrapper, there is a forfeit. You have to do something in front of the other children. He said, I've never heard of that. So I said, that's the proper way to do it. So the day came and went, and then Bob phoned me back and said, we did it with forfeits. The children loved it. They all wanted to do all the forfeits. Whether it was standing on one leg for a minute, counting down 20 to zero, little things, but they all wanted to do it. In our lives, we all have to accept forfeits through the loss of a loved one, relative or friend. It was the Queen who said, we would not grieve if we did not first love. Today, as we recognise All Saints' Day, 1st of November, we give thanks to God for those who have touched our lives, shaping us and changing us as Jesus continues to do. They are the cloud of witnesses, as we here on earth will be and are living as a reflection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.